Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Juan, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited for my community to get another side of you, another piece of you. But for those people that don't know you and don't know your fabulousness, let's tell them who you are, what you do, and what is your magic.
Wow. Susie, thank you. It's so awesome to be with you and to be able to share with the listeners today as well. You know, what makes me stand out, you know, and the magic I love to help people with is really, you know, my magic is around business, but then really I got deep into understanding this. It's not just business, but it's really putting heart and soul into business, you know, and I really like to work with business owners that really see this, that they realize that mindset's important, but so is their soul set and so is their heart set. And when you take those three and you get them aligned, the results in the business change. And that's probably the biggest magic I bring out is people's magic in changing themselves, because when they change, their business changes.
Amen. So let's talk about, I think we know mindset, right? That's been around for a long time. I think you're putting a spin on soul set. So what's the soul set? What's that look like?
Well, actually, let's go this one before that, which is heart set. So Mindset, heart set, soul set is the heart set for me is when, you know, people, we get taught a lot of the times, have a positive mindset, positive affirmations, all that kind of stuff. But really, what we have to get into understand is heart set and soul set is where we feel the emotions around those positive statements we make or positive mindset. So it's really getting your mind and your heart and soul aligned. And that's often where people fall down the most in terms of attracting what they want into their lives is, you can think rich, feel poor, you'll always get what you feel.
Yes.
So it's getting the heart set in alignment and then really feeling it. To me, the soul set is what I call faith in what's happening in your world and where you're going. And faith, my definition of the word faith, is trust without thought.
So I think we were talking a little bit in the green room, and that's what I'm feeling now. Like my heart set isn't in alignment with my business or my purpose right now. And you can't make money until that is congruent again. Like I'm doing it, but it's not like that joy, that passion to go, oh, this lights me up. And so I think it's important that you do look at all three. And so right now you see so many people struggling with the economy and the pandemic and, you know, are we going to war? Are we not going to war? Like what's been your secret sauce to keep people, your clients growing in an action and your clients growing in action? Because the last time I talked to you, you had 14 businesses. Now you have 22.
Just 21, 22. We just signed another deal this morning, so it's a little bit crazy keeping up to me.
Run one, like I had two, right? Three, like wait, oh, there's another one, right? Trying to run three and calls, like yeah, 22. That's a system, baby. That's a system. So what have you seen? Because now you're snatching up these companies and helping them grow. The great thing about Colin's model is he doesn't leave, right? He is there supporting in the business, help growing that. So an advisor as well as an investor in the company. So talk a little bit about how you're keeping people out of the struggle and into the prosperity.
Yeah, so beautiful, Susie. And I trust that people will take lots of notes on this because it's not complicated. But what I find is, and some of when I said it the first time around, when I said, well, mindset's all about positivity and everything else, yet you're not getting the results you want. It's because you don't feel positive. Mm-hmm. So people say to me, how do I get my feelings in alignment with what I'm thinking around my words and everything else? And the most important part here is understanding that when we're always wanting something, so everyone's wanting now. I want a new house. I want more money. I want a new car. Want. The challenging part with the want listeners today is understand when you're always wanting, the feeling associated with that is lack. And if you're always feeling lack, your corresponding results will be in alignment with your feelings because what you feel is what you reveal. So if you want to get rid of that feeling of lack in everything that you do, the simple thing is to be super grateful for everything that you have. Stop wanting so much. You can still want certain things here and there, but live in a feeling and a energy of gratitude every single day. Because when you feel gratitude, and when I say gratitude, I'm not talking like a laundry list of gratitudes. I'm grateful for Susie. I'm grateful for my wife. I'm grateful for my home or whatever. No, it's gratitudes that you can feel. So like for me tomorrow morning, every morning I do a whole process around gratitudes. And tomorrow morning I'll wake up and get into the part of that process, and I'll be grateful for this call today and for doing this recording with you and being super present, feeling your energy, feeling your bright, beautiful smile, feeling it, and just like, oh, because remember, what you feel is what you reveal. So when I feel that, more of that comes into my world to give me the same feeling. So when people want to get their heart and their head in alignment, it's around feeling grateful for what you have and deeply feeling it. I'd rather you feel two or three things deeply in gratitude than list 50 things as a laundry list, because it doesn't work that way.
No, it does not. I do the same thing at night, right? I get present to, I call them the blessings, right? And how blessed I am for the blessings. Like, I am so abundant, right? People always think that when I read this, wealth is your birthright, it's money. No, it's not just money. It's my relationship with my children. They like me, right? My relationship with my man, my relationship with myself, right? My clients, my students. Just having that sense of gratitude for what we've created, right? Because we created. That's what I love about being an entrepreneur. If my life is working, it's good. I created it. If it's not working, that's good. You created it. So let's create something different. I think that's very powerful, right?
Completely. With this, to be the create and the uncreate machines.
Exactly. And most people think, oh, this is the way it is. No, that's the delusion. It could be any way you want it to be, right? That's that saying, if you think what you think about, you talk about, what you talk about, you bring about. What are you bringing about? Are you bringing prosperity? Are you bringing drama? I watch people create unnecessary drama. Like, who wants to live in that? I guess so stressful, right?
Completely, Susie.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Are you tired of struggling to take your business to the next level? Power Your Profits is the game-changing book you've been waiting for. Dr. Susie Carter, creator of the Predictable Success Method, reveals her proven strategies for explosive growth. From daily operations to marketing systems, this comprehensive guide empowers you to achieve predictable revenue and profit growth. Don't miss out on this invaluable wisdom. Transform your business today. Find your copy at books.poweryourprofits.com. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to seven figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth.
So what would you see like is the biggest thing that we can do in our businesses now? Right, to leverage what we're up to and what we're doing. Most of our students have an existing business. They're playing a big game. It's like, what's the it? And what I love about your teaching, Colin, is you give the it, right? It's tactical. It's not, I mean, you're motivational, but that's a byproduct from what you do. You're not like, I wouldn't call you a motivational speaker, but I'm very motivated when you're done because you're giving me meat, right? Being like fluffy. What's wrong with that? Right, that there's a time and a place, but what should we be doing now?
But let's put it this way. Let's just first state the economy is always changing.
Yes,
we always know that. Okay, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, recession, whatever. So first of all, ask yourself, who's speaking into my world? So who's speaking into my world? Whether it's TV you're watching, books you're reading, whatever it is, you know. You watch the news right now, all you can hear is recession, the economy is changing. You cannot honestly walk away from that being positive and feeling positive. So that's right. The first thing I'll say is watch what's influencing your thought pattern, because your thought pattern influences what you feel. And of course, what you feel is what you reveal. So really important. And then the other pieces that I've just got off the call with somebody from Texas, and I said to her, I said, in this, in any economy, we always got to be thinking differently. So when someone says there's a recession, I'm like, no, all it means is think differently. We need to change.
Right.
She runs a retail store. And I said to her, you need to get out in the marketplace. People within 10-mile radius of your retail store need to know who you are.
Yes.
She's like, what do you mean? Like, get out of your office. Like, oh, you mean like social media? I'm like, no, no, no. Social media, all the online stuff can work for you. More than anything, go meet people, chambers of commerce, boards of trade, all that. I built my entire business in the beginning, long before social media was even around. Right. And I still do networking still to this day. And I always, my most common thing to anyone that's on, you know, listening today is understand when you shift, your business shifts. You know, there's a book written years and years ago, maybe decades ago now, called Who Moved My Cheese? You know, in your business, if things have slowed in some way or form, and you like a monkey with a rock, and you keep on picking this rock up and looking for grubs, but you ate the grubs 3 weeks ago, and you keep on lifting it up every day, and there's nothing under the rock, guess what? Go look for a new rock. And so many people are not looking for, as they say, the economy's changed. No, maybe their market has shifted to a different geolocation. So instead of being like, oh, I need to be, my market's all in California. Well, maybe Californians aren't buying right now, but maybe people in Idaho are. Oh, I have to go to Idaho now? No, you don't have to do anything. You can stay broke in California. So, you know what I mean? It's like, whatever your market is, my suggestion to everyone is, it's insanity to keep on picking this rock up, looking for grubs, and saying, well, there's no more grubs. You know there's none, but there's a rock out there with the right grubs underneath it for you that can help you grow your business, do take things to the next level, whatever it might be. And sometimes under that rock are mentors or coaches or people like yourself, Susie, that can help people, that can get you introduced to the right person, because leverage is the biggest piece of your business. You know, my favorite thing, and I just want to say this, Susie, and I promise I'll let you carry on, is I was at an event, this was years and years ago, with Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. And they were launching the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire. And Mark Victor Hansen said, I want to sell a million copies of this book pre-launch. Joe Sugarman, who sadly passed away recently, Joe Sugarman put his hand up and said, I guarantee all of them in the room, there's only 15 of us in the room in this mastermind. Joe Sugarman put his hand up and said, most of you are thinking, I need to find a million people to buy a million copies. He says, how do we find one person to buy a million copies? How do you find four people to buy 250,000 copies? Whatever that number is, stop thinking 1, 1, 1, 1. So my question to all of you on this call today and on the show today, understand who, I'll call it the T list. Who are your top 10 people that you know you can find that can leverage you to the biggest success, whether they're online influencers, whether it might be some kind of politician or whatever it might be that might get you in front of the right audience. And my most important part is, who has your audience right now that has tens of thousands of people or hundreds of thousands that are ideal customers for you, but it's a complimentary product or service that you can partner with to get in front of? Like, stop thinking, I have to go find. Sometimes it's find one person to 100,000 instead of individually finding 100,000 people.
Amen. Working smart, not hard. So let's shift gears a little bit. So let's talk about some of your life learning experiences, right? And so you've got 22 businesses right now, right? You've had multimillionaire. What's been your biggest challenge, failure to date, right? Because economies like this, businesses like this. And then what'd you learn from it? Like, what do you go, oh, I wish I knew that, or here's what I learned from that experience. What was that?
I could write a whole book on them. It's been always
great. This is the juicy stuff. We don't talk about that stuff, right?
Completely. I think the piece for me that's probably the one that stands out the most is an entrepreneur with money is more dangerous than one without money. So as your business becomes more successful, you become more stupid with some of the decisions you make.
Yeah.
And I made some of those, and I'm not saying for everyone, so please don't take it personally, anyone. But the thing for me, it did for me, and then the economy changed, and all of a sudden, I nearly lost everything. That was, in the early 2000s. So a big thing for me is be very smart with your money and keep doing the habits you've always done around being humble, around not being arrogant, whatever the situation might be, because things can change like this. You don't know it's going to change, and it can change. The other thing for me that I can tell you, I wish, honestly, Susie, I wish I'd learned decades ago, is I don't need to run all my companies. I don't need to run a business. I need to find the right people, put the right people in my businesses, and have those businesses run. And the only word that comes in, the biggest learning I've ever had was one word, and it's the word trust. If I cannot trust people, then it means I cannot trust myself. If I cannot trust myself, then who can I trust? And if I'd learned that 20 years ago, oh my goodness, I'd say I'd be in a different place, but I think everything's divinely guided. We're on the journey we're meant to be on. So trust has always been a big one for me. And now that I trust people, I see what happens in my businesses. I see what people are doing every single day. I don't micromanage. I'm like, here's your measurements or your KPIs. We measure what you're doing. Go do it. And we can chat once a month or whatever it is. So it's really understanding that trust is a true reflection of who I am. And if I cannot trust, it's my own issue.
That's juicy. That's yummy. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy. Okay. Now, looking at where you are now, sitting in this place that we're a little seasoned than some people. I'm a little more seasoned. Mm-hmm. I'm spicy, but I'm seasoned.
You're very spicy. You're like paprika.
Exactly. With a little bit of chili pepper included. What's been your wealth strategy to build your wealth, leverage your wealth? I know business is one, right? It's one of mine. What have been your other? You have 22 of those, which is awesome.
So a wealth strategy for me is, you'll probably laugh about this, Susie. You'll probably tell me I'm wrong, which is quite fascinating, is over the years, so I always believe my goal is to the quickest path to money. Yeah. Because once you have money, your life changes and you have so many different choices you can make. So when I say you're going to laugh at me, it's like, I'm inherently lazy. So I want to get there as quickly as I can with the least amount of effort. Whether you call it working smart, whatever you want to call it, I'm like, no, I just want to get there super quickly. So over the years, so I started off in the real estate industry. I did lots of real estate. I landed in Canada in 98. By the year 2000, I owned 30 pieces of real estate, grew that really quickly. And it wasn't, I had no money. I had $5,000 when I landed in Canada in 1998. And I look at, so my wealth strategy has always been, and you'll probably laugh about this, I go and find the people that know the most about something and I have them coach me. And if I cannot afford to have them coach me, I go and I work for them for free. You know, and I say, you know, can I just work for you? I just want to follow you around, do whatever it is. I've always been a one, and now, of course, I can afford to do it. So I just go hire the best people to help me. But the thing, if you cannot afford to, then make them an offer. Do something that's outrageous. But mentorship is incredible. Mentorship is is probably the best thing to get into where you want to go to really quickly. The sad part for most people is they want to bash their head against the wall themselves and do it all themselves. I'm like, my wealth strategy is, how do I build wealth quickly? And who has the kind of wealth I want? And how do I learn from them? And how do I become a protege with them? And I don't care what your age is, whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever, you can still be a protege to somebody else.
Exactly. Well, I think that our society has made winning so hard. Like, there has to be a struggle. Like, people are so addicted to the drama that it's almost not worth it if there's no drama around them. Like, what is up with this drama? Maybe I'm just getting over the drama, Colin. Just see it. Like,
so you just had enough of the drama.
I'm done with the drama. So I love that. I think it's perfect. And I don't think lazy is a bad thing, because you're clearly not lazy when you need to work. It's working. It is that working smart to go, wait, what is this way? I think it takes you falling down. I think it takes you spending money wrong. I think it takes you all the things that we've learned to go, there's an easier way. What is the easier way? And who's going to show me that easier way? Not that it's easy. There's just an easier way. Like, I always say, you're making business too hard. It's systemic. Follow the system, you get the result. Like, that's what I love about KPIs and numbers and P&Ls and putting projections together. Cause like, oh, there it is on paper. Here's what I did not do, Colin. Mm-hmm. Where I can easily tell on myself, I did not have enough sales calls. I did not, you know, I checked out or whatever it is, to be honest, I think that's the trust and the truth you were talking about. So go be honest with yourself first, or find someone that you trust that's willing to tell you the truth. I think that's harder to find a coach. That's harder to find in a strategic partner, is someone that isn't just taking the money, that's willing to lose your money, lose the account to tell the truth. I think that's been one of my secret sauces. Like, you're not supposed to like me. You're right. You'll respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You're liking me all the time. Clearly, I'm not supporting you to your next greatness, right? What's that next level that you have?
Yeah, I always say to people, you'll always love me, but you won't always like me. In fact, most of the time, you won't like me.
Right. And that's good. You go, oh, why is he getting under my skin? I was telling me the truth.
Completely. I always joke as well with business owners. I'm like, business is so easy. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, business is really easy until you add humans.
Right.
They make it so complicated.
Damn employees. If we just didn't have those employees.
Completely. Well, sometimes if we just didn't have the business owner, the employee side.
Right. What would you do differently in building your wealth?
So the way I look at it nowadays, which I think people, and I hope this helps a lot of people, is I look at the amount of time I'm going to spend on something, what kind of return am I going to get on it? So I look at, you know, my time investment for the monetary invest or monetary return. I look at that. Susie, I don't stop thinking about that. So I look at, okay, I'm going to, for sure, I'm a high-level mentor and a high-performance coach. But the piece for me is I look at that, I'm like, okay, I charge $1,000, $2,000 an hour to work with people. But I still look at that, I'm like, but I can leverage my time way better. I can go take ownership in a company that gives me $40,000 a month, and I only have to put in a few hours a month for that kind of income. So I start to look at what's my time value of money, you know, so that I can start to really think about for myself, where am I going? And the thing I'm doing right now, is this the best thing for me to be doing to get to the result I want to get to? And if not, my favorite word is who's the person that will get me there quicker?
Yes. Juicy.
So many people think, what? What do I need to do next? What do I need to do? What's the next piece? It's not that. It's who do I need to meet next?
Right. Who? I agree. Who? And it doesn't have to be complicated. when you have the right people on your team, like you hiring smart people, hiring the right people. So what question should I have asked you in this interview?
That's an interesting question. I think the key piece for me would be, how do you build a great business and a great relationship simultaneously? The piece I look at is, I call it the freedom plan, which is your business plan plus your life plan. And so many coaches, mentors, what have you, will coach you in business, but they won't coach you to make sure that your family's included.
Right.
And that's a piece that I love so much. That's why I call it conscious business coaching or mentorship, is really helping business owners out there realize you can build the two together. People say, no, it's not. You can only focus on one thing at a time. I say, yes, you can during the day focus on business, even focus on a little bit of family during the day, in the evening, morning, what have you, focus on family. But it's, if you only put your energy around your business, then you wonder why so many relationships fail.
Right.
You know, it's around putting energy around both and making both your business and your spouse or your partner equally important. Because that's what I've done. I mean, I'm married. This is coming up my 26th year being married. And it's my first marriage, didn't you? Which is cool. Which is my first marriage. And I don't plan on having a second or a third. And, you know, and I work hard at it. But I have a plan in my personal life for my marriage.
Yeah.
You know, I put a lot of work into it. And this is my own opinion. I think we see a lot of people treat relationships like a refrigerator. You know, this first hiccup, you just throw it on the garbage heap and then you get a new one. You know, and I'm like, it takes a lot of work to be married. Like it takes to grow a very successful business, it takes a lot of work. I mean, if business was easy, Susie, everyone would be doing it and we would all be billionaires. You know, it just takes lots of work. And I'm very focused on helping people build both of those Because the reason why we start a business is to have freedom to do what we want to do. Because my definition of success is doing what you want, when you want, with whom you want, with no financial or time limitations.
I love that. I love it. So take that, right? Take that to the bank.
Completely.
So how can people play with you, Colin? Because I know you piqued our interest. So how do we find you? How do they find you? What's the best?
The easy part for me, Susie, is I know there's going to be a link that you'll see. You can book a 30-minute call with me. That's the easiest way to do it. There's a link. It's a no obligation, complimentary call to have a strategic deep dive within your business with me, to just look at those pieces and look at what we can help you with. There's a very set questionnaire that needs to be completed. That's the best way to get hold of me. Of course, I'm all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the different ones. And of course, on TikTok as well and LinkedIn. But the piece for me is, if you just take that link, book a call with us, it's 30 minutes. And I promise you one thing, if you get no value in the 30 minutes, I'll give you $100 for your time.
Okay. Well, you heard it from Colin. I know you will get value. I get value every time I speak to you. Cut his head off. There's jewels. I promise you.
Thank you, sweetie.
For your time. Thank you for your commitment to our industry. And if you love this, please send it to your tribe, your community. Somebody needs this message right now. Somebody is on the struggle bus. We want to get rid of the struggle bus, right? And get them on a well-oiled machine. So reach out to Colin, reach out to myself to find Colin, anything that we can do. We'll have the contact in the show notes. Thank you for being on the podcast. Thank you for who you are in the world. I appreciate you, my brother, and have a blessed day.
Right back at you, sweetie. Lots of love and hugs back at you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.